This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Feminist Fridays on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Julia Jacobs. On today's episode, I'll be speaking to four different women who are involved in various projects, which in one way or another help women. So as we know, it's International Women's Day next Thursday. And this weekend, in conjunction with that, Makers & Co. are organizing Superwoman, which is an all-women's participation event, showcasing women working in creative fields and also NGOs and volunteer groups handled by women. For the first part of this show, I speak to the organizers of the event, Paramjit Kaur and Pramila Ganesh. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you today?
We're good, thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
My pleasure. So, how did Makers & Co. come about?
Well, basically, Makers & Co. is a team of people. A few vendors actually got together and we decided to come up with a group. A few of us working together to come, basically to do some events, some meaningful and thematic events, mainly the bazaars for our local crafters, our budding artisans. So that's how we came up with the name Makers & Co. So some of us are makers ourselves, and then N Company, which are the rest of us.
Okay, so how did this whole entity, like how did you meet each other? How did that whole networking process come about? You know, how did you all come together essentially?
Actually, to be very honest, like it says, what Philo has mentioned, you know, all of us are entrepreneurs ourselves. So we've actually met in bazaars, you know, we have then since become friends, you know. And the team has actually expanded to a couple of other brands as well. So we decided, okay, and because we've been in bazaar scenes for so long, we wanted to make it a bit more fun, you know, by bringing in live performances, bringing in different acts, you know, bringing in basically like what Philo has mentioned, it's all thematically driven, you know. Okay. So at the end of the day, with whatever events that we do, whatever bazaars that we would do, we would like to actually get a message out there. You know, get a message out there, whether it's support of an event itself, in support of a cause itself, in support of a festive occasion, you know, and so on and so forth. How we have actually got together is because we're all friends. So we got together and decided, okay, let's make bazaars more fun. Mm-hmm. You know, so we brought in live performances, we brought in music, we bring in a lot of theatre movements, comics and stuff like that. So this is where we decided, okay, while we're having that, we're celebrating all that, you know, we can also bring in the bazaar aspect of it, you know, so we get people come in, you know, this, like as Philo has mentioned, local crafters, artisans to come in, sell their things, promote their products, you know, services, you know, get to know their customers, you know, a lot of people are usually very hidden behind their brands, mm-hmm. most of them online based,
yeah.
You know, so it's nice to actually get them to come down and meet people face to face and talk about what they do. So that's basically essentially how we were
brought together.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. The stars aligned, like, essentially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Aligned, yeah.
So, I mean, the entrepreneurs that you do kind of work with and you're all friends now, is it like a mixed bag, you know, of ages and, you know, demographics in that sense?
Yes. Actually, yes. I mean, while we are more on the products, the rest are more on the services.
Okay.
So we have this this other brand that's called Life Reset. You mm-hmm. know, what they do is they basically do social activities, you know, where in this case, like, you know, for event that's coming up, which is International Women's Day for Superwoman, you know, this is where they are coming in and bringing in the guest speakers to come in and actually speak about the cause and the work that they do,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. So they are actually made up of different age demographics, yes. Different aspects of it. It's not just coming and selling products, but, you know, we try to bring in different people in as well, you know. So they're all, yeah. So this is how we all
it's
actually made up.
It's a mix and match of... Yeah. Sort of different people getting together and doing something fun.
Which is wonderful, yeah. You know, because then the kind of ideas that flow, you know, the kind of different perspectives that you get,
yes.
You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, our idea will be something different and their idea will be something different. So it's it's a mix and match.
Okay.
Yes.
And so let's talk about Superwoman, which is the event happening this weekend,
yes.
In conjunction with International Women's Day, of course. How did this all come about? You know, what was the idea behind this?
Well, last year we had another event called Wonder Woman. So that was a real hit. It was a hit among all the women entrepreneurs. It was a hit among the NGOs. We had a really good time there. So what we decided that this year, we're going to sort of bring it back. So this year is second edition of the International Women's Day, which we're going to do in the school Jayawan. It's going to host a number of vendors, women vendors, who are selling their products, their crafts, their handy stuff. And then... there's 9 NGOs that we're also hosting, all done by women.
Mm-hmm.
They're all run by all these women behind there doing the work. So we sort of want to shine some light on them and give them, you know, some credit, being a woman that you are. Yeah.
Okay. And who are some of the people that we are going to see at this weekend's event?
If you're talking about the NGOs, we have nine, like I mentioned just now. One of it is National Cancer Society Malaysia. Then we have Pertubuhan Persatuan Kendiri by Abby Latif. She's here with us today as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll be hearing from her shortly after this. Yeah.
And then we have the Independent Pet Adoption and Rescue Network. This one is run by Sharina Krishnan. And then we have Refuge for the Refugees. This is headed by Heidi Kwa. Yep. And then we have Jari Indai, which I guess she will be speaking as well. Yes,
we will also
that
hear from
her. That is Puan Sarima. And then we have Rumah Amal Syashaya Selangor, Gerai Orang Asla, headed by Rita Rahim. And we have Yellow House, which is headed by Shampriya. And then we have the Women's Aid Organization. And that's it. But Women's Aid Organization is headed by Kevin Ang.
Yeah. They're sending a representative, which is Kevin Ang, who is actually the community communications community manager with Women's Aid Organization, who's going to be coming in and talking about gender equality and women's rights.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So there's actually quite a lineup of them, nine of them.
Yes, very nice. So this is sort of a platform for them to talk about the work that they're doing?
Yes. Okay. We are inviting them in to come in and actually talk about the work they're doing. And also at the same time, I think for some of them, it's going to be a fundraiser.
Okay.
You know, these are, like as she has mentioned, you know, Rumal Amal Cheshire, you know, while we have them to come and speak, you know, but they also run on funds from public, you know. So they'll bring their own, I mean, these are ladies who are differently able, you know, who can't come personally, but they'll be sending someone, you know, who'll be bringing items that they actually produce, they make themselves, from handmade bags to even cookies and cupcakes. So, yeah, so the fundraising from there actually will go back to this to the each other's NGOs themselves. 100% of it actually goes back to them. So, yep.
Okay, and then also as you mentioned, that all of obviously the entrepreneurs themselves will be there as well. And so this is an all woman theme, I'm guessing.
Yes, it's
right?
An all woman theme.
So,
yes.
what sort of products can we expect to find there?
What we have the lineup right now, we have clothes, we have bath and beauty products, we have crafts, we have art. So I think art is quite a nice mix as well. We have people in doing comics.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Yeah, that's quite nice. And then we have improv movements, we have workshops. So these are the things that you can expect. I mean, mostly it's for the women, by the women.
Okay.
Yes.
What sort of workshops, though? I'm sure people would be interested.
Yes, it's quite fun. So the lineup that we have for workshops, we have like paper quilling, we have batik painting.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and then
we also have a beauty workshop.
Yeah, beauty workshops.
Where the first half of Saturday, we're actually gonna just get ladies to come and do free demo beauty demos. So and then we have as well as basic painting classes where you can actually come if you're interested in painting and you want to learn the basics, you can actually come and join. And then a few others, you know, and like she's mentioned, you know, there's also batik painting, stone painting. And these are all just small workshops where it's not going to take up much of your time, you know, where it's not going to take a whole day thing. But it's broken down in segments where you just come, spend half an hour, and then, pick up a skill too.
And do you need to pre-register or you can just rock up?
You just walk in.
Okay.
You just walk in. And if you're comfortable, of course, you can actually have a look at this workshop first, you know, hear about it. And if you're comfortable, then just join in for the workshop.
Okay, and this is the second edition, like you mentioned, right? So what were kind of like, you know, the reactions from last year? You know, what was kind of like, for you guys, the success stories from last year's event?
Well, basically, because from last year, what we gather is that when there is such an event, people tend to be more open to come and support the women behind the business because they usually see these women like they are homemakers, you know, they don't really have... some of them don't have jobs. Some of them do. They have their Saturdays and Sundays and they're making a certain craft at home. So this is the time that they get to sort of bring out the potential that they have, the crafts that they are making or, you know, the business that they're running at home, from home, online, you know, these kind of things. So it sort of open up a possibility that the woman is not just a homemaker or a person that can care for kids and a husband, whatever. She can also be quite creative and able to sort of make something for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sell it and, you
and
know.
And sell it and, yes, and make a living out of it sometimes, yes.
Yeah. And the kind of opportunities that open up from, you know, a second income or just extra income, right?
It yes, can, mostly yeah. it's extra income for the household.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even need it, but they just find a lot of pleasure in making things.
Yeah,
meeting so, people, yes. you know, meeting because, people, you know, yeah. at home they're always like, you know, husbands, kids, you know, parents, you know. But, you know, when they go, yeah, when they go into bazaars, they meet a lot of people, they speak to a lot of people. I mean, we've had success stories where some of the corporate brands actually approaching them and getting them to do some, you know, commission
corporate
jobs.
Gifts,
wow, okay.
Corporate gifts, commission
so
jobs.
It's amazing how the whole landscape has changed now, you know, that the brands are actually coming down.
Yeah.
coming down personally to bazaars and, you know, checking them out and talking to them. And this is where you can actually talk to the founder itself. And if you want to personalize something, if you want to customize something, you know,
this is the place
according to
come.
Your brand, your yes. team, you know, this is where you actually get to meet a whole lot of them and decide what you want, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of time they'll be like, okay, I don't know who to pick.
Because there's so many nice with. Stuff there.
Spoiled for choice, yeah, right?
Spoiled for choice. Yeah. So that's really amazing. You know, we've had people coming up to us and they're like, you know, Pam, from not being in retail whatsoever, and now I'm like in 40 retails and I don't even have time to cope up. You know, I can't cope up, you know. It's crazy.
That's
but
a good
it's
problem.
Good crazy.
Yeah,
it's a good problem. It's a good crazy, you know. So that's amazing. You know, some of the success stories has been amazing. And I think because it is like what she mentioned, by the woman, for the woman. So it really gathered a lot of people last year, and it was amazing response from the crowd generally. We had a lot of performances, so people were just amazed at the performances that we had. And it, like what she mentioned, this year it's going to be the same, you know. We're going to have quite a lineup of it. Going back to what she was saying, you know, this, it was our first time doing it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the theme itself, the name itself, Wonder Woman, just got people crazy, you know, and it just came down. So this year we decided to keep to it to International Women's Day, but naming it, theming it to Superwoman instead, you know. So yeah, it's been amazing.
And just, I'm just guessing, you know, like you said, because these women, you know, got all this attention is the word I'm using. But I imagine that it really helped with their sense of worth as well, you know, to be able to sell something that they created, to be able to be, you know, to contribute to their household income, for example. Or I imagine it really helped with their self-esteem and their sense of worth.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, I think mostly it's definitely. Like a self-gratification. They feel really that, you know, their craft is being appreciated by people out there. Like they do crochet stuff, you know, small little purses crocheted by themselves at home, and their kids go to bed and then they just pick up the crochet and they make it. You know, those days our grandmothers, our mothers, they used to make these things, you know, for our tables and our homes, but people don't make them anymore because the craft is just gone with the time, you know. But
yeah,
there are some
amazing.
Of them who are alive and making it. I mean, the craft and the skill is there.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're sort of bringing them back.
Yeah, we're bringing them back. We actually do go, you know, each time we have our event, we actually go and look for these people and getting them to come. And a lot of them has, you know, like the Superwoman last year, a lot of them was actually first comers.
Yeah,
so
first time in the bazaar.
And they have since gone, whoa, you know, this is amazing. You know, we've opened that platform for them and they are like now regulars.
Because they feel more comfortable. They feel comfortable going out there. You know, there's a stepping stone for something bigger for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess let's just talk about then, what time does it start, you know, those sorts of things.
How,
So
Superwoman begins at 11 o'clock in the morning. It ends about 7 o'clock. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. So that's the 3rd and 4th of March.
Okay,
so
And it's fully supported by the good people of Jaya One. I mean, they've been amazing in this whole planning of this event. So it's going to be at the school by Jaya One, all right, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we'll be having loads of activities. Every hour
actually, every hour there's an activity.
And different program for each
different
day?
Different programs for each day.
Okay. Yep.
So where can we get find out the full schedule and, you know, kind of plan our trips there?
Yep. Okay, so you can actually follow us on our Facebook and Instagram. It's there, Binkers & Co. Market. Mm-hmm. Both Instagram and Facebook. You can just check out the full schedule there. And of course, you can also come to School by Jaya One and have posters there. And if you just want to check out the timing and who's speaking when, you know, you can also find out the lineup then.
Okay.
So, yep.
So what is the point of all of this? You know, what do you hope will come from, you know, organizing such an event like this? I imagine it must be taking a toll on you guys as well.
Not really, because we are part of the entrepreneurial team. So we will also be there selling the crafts and, you know, hitting the rest of them, teaching them how to display their things properly. But the aim basically of Superwoman is basically to highlight, we want to highlight them, we want to celebrate the women in and around our community. They have contributed, I believe, a lot to the society with their talent, their perseverance, their determination. And most often, these kind of things are not celebrated every day. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is sort of bring all of that together and celebrate it in this weekend that's coming.
Yeah. So I guess it's like a very nice safe space for everybody to come and, you know, meet and mingle and also, you know, spread ideas and, you know, bounce
yes,
ideas.
Network.
Definitely. Networking is the key word. You know, it's not just coming down and just saying it and going back. It's a sort of a networking event. You know, you come meet people, talk to them, and you never know. Yeah, like what you mentioned, ideas bounce, you know, bouncing ideas and what comes from there.
Yeah.
And Makers & Co. is really also... Basically, it wasn't an idea.
It was an idea.
Yes. And look at the monster.
It was a long shot idea.
Yeah, it was really a long shot idea. But we're blessed to come through so far. I mean,
I think we have a lot of friends who actually put in their weight. A lot of family who support us.
Yeah,
even
when
we
think like, okay, you know, this is becoming a bit more
serious.
And, you know, they were like, no, you do it. We're all here backing you up. So you know, we really owe it to them. You know, and it's amazing, and of course, we would like to do more. And each event, we try to do something more different from the other. So, yep, do follow us. Stay tuned. We will have a lot of more other events lined up for this year. But
And so both our Facebook and Instagram is Makers & Co. Market.
Okay.
So you can just click follow and look at all the events that are upcoming from there as well.
That will be MakersAndCoMarket.
Okay.
Makers & Co. Market.
So spell it out completely.
Spell it out completely, yes.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
That was Paramjit Kaur and Pramila Ganesh, the organizers of Superwoman, which is an all-women's event happening this weekend at Jaya One. Coming up after the break, I'll be chatting with Sarima Mohammad Sabuddin about her social enterprise initiative, Jari Indai, which will also be featured at the bazaar this weekend. You are listening to Feminist Fridays on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.